Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your closing bell for June 9th, 2025. So in today's topic, we're going to talk about what really didn't move the markets in today's news. We had a recession, which the recession now is, there's a 30% chance of a recession. It's down from 60. And now we're also seeing inflation. Inflation on the Fed's expectations is it's declining as well. So let's see how these two things are affecting the stock market as well as interest rates. So my name is Dan Ferriero. I come here every day to explain to you guys what's going on with these things and the whys behind it. And the reason why I do it is I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. So nowhere out in the country can you be there and you can't use my services because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance in this market, I'd love to help you and I'll give you my information at the end of this video. We have a slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll give you that information later because we're here to talk about these things right through here. So the latest news right now is only 30% of CEOs are saying we might possibly face a recession. So that's the news we got today. And then also on top of that, we had the Federal Reserve survey. Let's go over to Steve Leisman and see how the inflation numbers are looking so far off of this survey. So Steve, take it away for me, buddy.
Getting some breaking news right now out of the New York Fed. Let's get to Steve Leisman with that.
Hey, Sarah, we start off this week of important inflation data with some good inflation news. The New York Fed survey of consumer expectations says inflation expectations declined across all timeframes. We went back and found that May marks the first month of across-the-board declines in inflation expectations since October 2024. Take a look at the data. One-year expectations down 0.4%. That's a healthy decline to 3.2%. The three-year down 0.2 to 3%, and the five-year down 0.1 to 2.6%. That's the lowest since March of 2024. These numbers are still a touch elevated, but not bad. You take them, given where we've been. And I think the Fed will be happy, especially to see the five-year so well behaved. Price expectations declined for gas, medical care, college, and rent, but they did rise for food to the highest level since October 2023. Could be a tariff impact in there. Earnings growth expectations up 0.2 to 2.7%, a touch below the long-run average. And unemployment expectations dropped along with concern about the probability of losing one's job. The probability of finding a new job in the next 3 months was up 1.5 percentage points. So good inflation news, guys, is pretty good news on people's outlooks for their incomes and their jobs.
They're going to have a big debate next week at the Fed about what to make of these tariffs and whether they truly are inflationary or whether, you know, these signs that we're seeing of lower inflation is something they should lean into.
That's part of the debate. I think there's three options here, Sarah, if I'm not mistaken. There's it's not coming, it's already here, or it's coming later. And I think there's going to be a lot of folks that are going to be somewhat wary about declaring mission accomplished when it comes to tariffs and no inflation just yet. A lot of the commentary I'm reading thinks some of it is going to show up in May. They actually thought they saw whiffs of it in April, some of it in May, and maybe more of it in June. And even once you see it, there's this really vexing question of, is it one time or is it longer? I think that's why the market has the Fed price, Sarah, for not reacting until September.
Yeah, easiest thing to do is just wait it out.
Goldman today with their forecast for CPI, they do talk about some modest tariff effects, Steve. But I mean, we keep pointing to auto sales where you had a couple of big months of pull forward and then a huge 5% drop month on month.
Yeah, things are crazy. You have that, the pull forward, and there's the pull forward in the GDP data too, as you know, Carl. That pull forward created a surge of imports that brought down GDP in the first quarter. That surge of imports goes away. So net trade is going to add in a big way to the second quarter GDP. And we may not have a clean read of what's really happened in the economy until sometime in the third quarter. And then we want to watch consumer spending. We do have our retail monitor out at the end of this week. And then the government's retail sales numbers at the end of the next week. And of course, whatever Sarah and everybody else are hearing from our consumer companies and what they're saying, I get very, very mixed read on that. Some are saying it's hurt, and the people are, I even heard pizza was taking a hit here on some of the concerns about what's happening with the consumer.
I think the pizza thing is more people going gluten-free, just saying. So if you look at this data and all the data coming in, we keep getting fed this narrative that tariffs are going to be hugely inflationary. How much are going to be? Don't know. Is it in the cards yet? Don't know. So that's the concern that the Federal Reserve has. And so I'm trying my best to come out and to tell you guys what is going to happen. But with all these uncertainties, it's hard to say. So my short-term predictions are remaining steady. I'm seeing rates right 6, 9, 7%, right in that range. Until we get some data that we can really hang our hat on, the markets aren't really going to move on any of this information. Because even today, this is the New York Fed's probability index. It's not anything concrete. So that's what we're going to focus in on right now. What is truly here? So based on today's news that we truly got, we had the MBS market up 17 ticks. Not that bad. Didn't do much with mortgage rates. You can see them right through here. They're stagnant, just like with the rest of the market. We have the stock market and all the indices across the board stagnant. You go to oil, that's down as well. Well, it's unchanged. I'll take that all day long. And you go to cryptocurrency. Here's the head scratcher. Look at cryptocurrency. It was $60 6 months ago. It's 100 and let's say 10 now. Why today was there such a big move? $3,400 in the increase. It's up 3% today only. Why? Well, that's what I'm going to dig into tonight, because a lot of speculation right now is pushing money into the Bitcoin system. But are you looking to add on to a risk factor right now with cryptocurrencies when you have all the markets in general with uncertainty? So are you looking to go even more uncertain when you look into the crypto market? That's a head scratcher that I'm going to come in and I'll take a dive into why the crypto market moves so much. It does have to do with Coinbase getting part of the S&P possibly and all these other things. But I'll take a look at that just to see if there's anything intriguing that I can inform you guys on there. The economic calendar, the rest of the week, tomorrow, nothing. So we're going to have a flat market today and tomorrow, unless we get tariff data. But then on Wednesday, we're starting to get that inflation number. Now, if you listen to Steve, he said the equivalent rent went down. Okay. The Federal Reserve's number still had it at like a 7 mark. I think the rent equivalent rents are now at like 2 or 3%. So when we have that factor move into the overall inflationary numbers, you're going to see a major move downward on those as well. So on Wednesday, we're going to get the CPI core and the regular CPI. Thursday, we're going to get the PPI, which is producer inflation, along with initial jobless claims and a whole bunch of other data in regards to the employment numbers or the unemployment numbers. So between Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to have a lot of information coming in. Unfortunately, today and tomorrow, there's just nothing out there. And that's causing just basically the markets to be flat right now. If there is anything important that hits the news, I will do a live event or send out a broadcast on my social media. Otherwise, it just looks like the markets are just steady and slow at this point. So mortgage rates, I'm not expecting them to really move in the next 24 to 48 hours because there's really no data out. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, you're going to see market reactions depending on how that data comes in. So that's my report for now. So back to who I am and what I do. So the intriguing piece of this is we have a slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, basically, I work at a federal bank. And that federal bank added in 30 other lenders to become a large broker as well. So if you want to get with a federal bank, I'm there. And if you need my help, no matter where in the country, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. We're a federal bank as well as a large broker. That means we have 33 lenders that we can get you quotes from. So don't worry about that rate. We got you covered there. Don't worry about the program, because we got you covered there. So if you need some help when you're looking to buy or refinance, please visit us at therateupdate.com. You're going to find a whole bunch of information up there to help you out. If you want to give us a call, that number's right over here at the right side. If you want to ask me a question, you can do that right through there. If you want to put in your application and have me review it and get back with you, you can do that right through there. So thanks so much for watching today, folks. If I can ask you one more favor, if you can do me one favor, if you could subscribe over there. We're trying to hit 40,000 subscribers as quick as we can. Only you can help me. So if you'd take just a minute of your time to click down below, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks a lot for watching. God bless. I'll have a fantastic video for you tomorrow at the opening bell and let you know how all this stuff starts another day. So thanks for watching, folks. I greatly appreciate it. Have a fantastic evening. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.